Bonn and Aachen, close to the Belgian frontier. Then they were driven to a group of barracks up the hill from the village of Rodert in the Münstereifel. That would be their Spartan headquarters for the next 23 days, in a forest clearing that many of them would recall with pleasure because of the many trees and the endless variety of birds chirping and twittering. Its code name was Felsennest, the Rock Eyrie. The chef, that was how his staff referred to Hitler, was fresh, determined, nervous. His appearance at that hour was quite unusual for him. His habit was to stay up late. Customarily, he would not rise and make his toilet until after 11. He made a gesture to his staff, who quickly gathered around him, eager to hear what the Führer was about to say. "Gentlemen," he said, "the offensive against the Western powers has begun." Immediately, they could hear from the distance the damp thudding of artillery. Forest, birdsong, and gunfire. In that great German dawn hour, it was bliss to be alive. The greatest adventure in Adolf Hitler's career had now started. It would gather speed at a rate unimagined by anyone, including himself. In less than 40 days, he would be the master of Europe, perhaps of most of the world. His new German flag would fly from the North Cape to the Pyrenees. His armies would conquer Western Europe at a cost of men and equipment that